Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, you might read a scripture like Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and assume that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Well, we'll often encourage ourselves when we're going through challenges and even the worst experiences, appreciating that God has our back and that he'll take care of things, working them to his purposes. The elephant in the room when we talk about that scripture is this: we will all have problems. Sometimes they seem insurmountable. Sometimes situations seem impossible. So some talk today about problems and unpacking where God might be in the midst of our problems. Special guest to welcome Dr. Andrew Corbett, who pastors Lagana Christian Church in Northern Tasmania. He's the author of several books and is the national president of ICI Theological College Australia, a theological distance education provider. Andrew Corbett, special welcome back to 2020.
Thank you very much, Neil. Great to be talking with you.
Andrew, some people will be surprised to even hear that there is such a thing as a theology of problems, but you've been getting your head around this of recent times. Give us some insights. What is a theology of having problems?
Yeah, Neil, I think it's one of the things that pastors have to deal with all the time. We're dealing with people and we're dealing with problems, and we're dealing with the combination of both. And I think we need to be realistic about this, that life does present us with problems. In fact, I think as we read through the flow of thought in Romans chapter 8, it actually describes a world that is characterized as being filled with problems. Problems are a normal part of our life, I think is fair to say. So that's why when we actually teach that just because you're a Christian, it means you'll never have problems. If you trust God, you'll never have problems. And then the reality of life kicks in. It actually causes confusion for a lot of people. And it causes some people to become disappointed with God, disappointed with the church, disappointed with Christians, because their expectation was that there would not be any problems if they were a Christian, if they loved God, if they went to church. And then they encounter reality, Neil.
Getting a right foundation here seems to be part of the solution, because as you say, sometimes expectations are not met. And that's often come because of what somebody told us when we were exploring issues of faith, that somehow or other the things that we're facing day to day might be easier or gone altogether. So it really does count, doesn't it, to look at foundations?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you get the foundation that that you will go through problems that will seem at the time insurmountable. Now, for those of us who are parents and we see our young children grappling with some of the difficulties that they think are absolutely insurmountable, and we look at those situations as parents and think, oh, poor thing, you know, in a few years' time, they'll look back on this and they will realize that, you know, this is not a problem at all. It'll work out. And I think life tends to do that to us as well. We go through things at the time we think, oh, my goodness, how on earth am I going to get through this? And then we just hang in there. We keep walking with God. And this is why I use the expression, whenever you go through problems, don't shake your fist at God, open your palm to God. And some people say, how could I possibly, you know, believe in the God of the Bible when I'm going through all this? And my response is, how could you possibly not? Why on earth would you want to go through the problems and difficulties of life without God? And so this is why I think we look at scripture, we see in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, so just eight verses before the verse that you opened up with, it says all of creation is subject to futility. Futility is troubles. Futility is cancer. Futility is relationship strain and breakdown. All those things are problems, and life is characterized by those. And it's much better to have God in your corner helping you to get through those difficulties, Neil.
So what you're saying is problems are normal and expect that they're going to be there. Now, interestingly, when everything seems hopeless, you'll hear a story of someone who's gone through something similar or even something worse, and somehow or other God brought about some sort of a breakthrough, or at least that's what the testimony says. What are your thoughts for the way that we are encouraged when we're going through our problems and recognizing that, you know, God is in the miracle working business, and from time to time there are people who are going through really, really major things and an amazing intervention comes that can't be anything other than God. What are your thoughts on that, Andrew?
Well, my thoughts is God bless them. My thoughts really are that if we understand the difference between blessing and miracle, miracle is exceptional. Miracle is extraordinary. That's why, you know, we call them miracles. And the way God wants us to live is in his blessing. Now, blessing doesn't inoculate us against problems, but what it does is there are certain things that we may not think are blessings at the time, but when you view the difference between miracle and blessing, and the problem we've got with testimonies of miracles is someone does receive an extraordinary miracle, and we should believe that God is the God of miracles. We can pray, we can ask God for miracles, but that is an expression of God's grace, and often an expression of God's grace in his wisdom for someone for whatever reason. And it doesn't mean that we just have to pray the formula or whatever and we'll get the same thing. It doesn't always work that way. It should give us hope that God can find a solution, whether by miraculous or by, here's the term I'm going to use, by his blessing. So, for example, I think some of the problems we face are actually ordained by God. Now, this is probably going to invoke all kinds of people to, you know, send me nasty emails, but I think as we look back on life and the problems that we faced in the past, and we can look back on them now and go, thank God I went through that. That actually made me a better person. And we can see that problems actually create some blessings in our lives. For example, Neil, when we go through problems, we can ask God to help us get through this. And I think problems cause us to seek God in prayer. When we go through problems, I think at times God wants us to seek wisdom and to find wise solutions to this. So problems can actually cause us to come up with creative solutions. When we go through problems that sometimes are the result of us not getting our priorities right, we might begin to skip church, we might stop tithing and giving, we might stop daily Bible reading, and then suddenly the wheels begin to fall off. We lose a couple of the wheel nuts of life. Problems sometimes help us to get our priorities back in right order. And sometimes we can become so comfortable, we almost become a little bit complacent. And problems can sometimes be used by God to expose to ourselves where our hearts are really at. So in other words, they can show us what we're really made of. Are we someone who it's all good and dandy when things are going well to say I trust God, but do we trust God when we don't understand what God's doing? And I think problems can help us to trust God. And the other interesting thing is I think of Joseph, who went through all kinds of problems when he was sold into slavery and was taken down to Egypt. And I think he was encountering some problems. But yet, God used his problems to prepare him to be a grand solution that if he hadn't gone through those problems, Neil, ultimately, he couldn't have preserved what would become the nation of Israel, from which Jesus the Messiah would come. So sometimes in the midst of these problems, we actually need to seek God's blessing in order to navigate our way through them.
So in both ways, whether it's miraculous or whether it's because we're moving under God's blessing, hope is the thing that comes that gives us an ability to sustain through those problems. But what I can hear you say, Andrew, is that pursuit of God's blessing or aligning ourselves to God's principles, obedience to Christ, those are the sorts of things that will create solutions to problems. And that's as good as a miracle in one sense, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this is where we ask the question, what takes more faith? Faith to believe for a miracle or faith to keep trusting God when you don't understand what he's doing? And I think the blessing of problems is that it can lead us to the kind of faith that can withstand the greatest problems, Neil.
I sometimes reflect on the idea that we need managers in our workplace because managers are the people who help to resolve issues and solve problems. God's given to us a certain level of managerial leadership too, hasn't he? If we reflected on Ephesians chapter 4, you know, when Christ ascended, he gave gifts to the church of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints. There is a sense in there that leadership in church is also part of God's way of bringing about solutions to problems. What are your thoughts on the connection with church life here?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on, Neil. I think the picture of a biblical shepherd, which can be fulfilled by the role of a pastor. We think of a pastor probably immediately as someone who's called to be a shepherd, but they're not the only people. And I think, you know, I will say to people in our own congregation, we've got a few hundred people in our church, and we have a number of pastors on staff, but I point out we're not the only shepherds. We're not the only pastors. I have elders, home group leaders, and plus people who've just done life. They can shepherd as well. And 1 Peter 4:10 says that God's manifold and varied grace, and that's what we need when we're going through any difficulty. Grace is God's provision to the problems we face. God's manifold and varied grace comes through people, the body of Christ. And so you're absolutely right that there are people that God places in our lives, usually church leaders, but they're also brothers and sisters in Christ who are able to stand with us, who are able to help us to navigate the problems. Oftentimes we're looking for the solutions to come from others when in fact sometimes the thing that we really need when we're going through a problem is not so much a solution or an answer. Sometimes, you know, it's a hug. It's a listening ear.
Okay, great wisdom, Andrew Corbett. Dr. Andrew Corbett, who pastors the Lagana Christian Church in northern Tasmania. He's also the author of several books and is the national president of ICI Theological College Australia, a theological distance education provider. There is a website for the ICI College. It's icicollege.com.au. And no doubt to get a hold of any of the books that you've written or to make any contact personally, people could go to your personal website too, Andrew, at andrewcorbett.net. Andrew, thank you for taking some time to share your thoughts today on 2020.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.